Hi, I'm Larkin, and I'm here with Caitlin on the youth media team, and we're here with Dr. Tom Crick. You work outside of Ireland. What have you learned that we in the Irish education system can adopt?
So we've seen massive curriculum reform both in England and in Wales. So I'm an academic in Wales, and I chaired the Welsh Government's review of the ICT curriculum in 2013, which has kind of led into massive ongoing curriculum reform. So we're going through the same sort of problems that you are. So we have the same economic aspirations. We want to promote high-value digital skills. We want to promote and encourage effective computer science education from the age of 5 through to qualifications and into universities. But with that, historically, we haven't had that in our curriculum. We've had ICT, which has, in many cases, not been good enough. England's had a new curriculum since 2014, and Wales is on the cusp of doing something very similar in a similar way to the Scottish curriculum. But actually, we're going to have digital competencies that will sit across the curriculum, and we're going to have computer science from the age of 5. So that will involve programming, computational thinking, those higher value kind of computing skills.
So you mentioned today that we need to change our wider public perception of computer science. How can we do this?
It's tough. And I suppose that's something I've been working on quite a lot over the past few years. I mean, both as an academic, you know, I'm a computer science professor. So I suppose it's disappointing when people don't value your subject. But actually, it's about how you can best communicate that and articulate that in a better way and make it relevant to everyone. So, you know, I think the economic evidence is very clear. You know, if you think about Ireland's pitch as this digital economy, this knowledge economy, you've got all of these major companies who are based in Ireland, so you've got your Googles, you've got your Facebooks. You know, this is a digital kind of hub within Europe, within, you know, across the world. So how do you then turn that into, you know, that's fine because people are talking about jobs, talking about high value kind of economy. How do you then change the wider public perception of this? So if people hear computer science and just think it's about PCs and using iPads and it's about kids learning how to use computers, that's a real misunderstanding. So I think we have to show the impact that computer science and data and computational techniques have on the world. So it is about, you know, evidencing and showcasing them, the impact it has on society. So it's all the way from every economic sector through to solving grand challenges like climate change, cancer, smart cities, connected infrastructure, Internet of Things. You know, it's literally everything. It's involved in everything. So we need to kind of show that to the general public to make them understand.
Ireland is making more technology into our education system. What is the most important thing we can do to ensure success?
There's loads of things that I think you can do quite quickly. I know there's really ambitious timescales, but I think there's lots of lessons to be learned from England and Wales, what's happened over the past 3 or 4 years. I think there's massive similarity between Wales and Ireland kind of going forward. You have the same aspirations, we're roughly the same, you know, roughly the same size. There's the same challenges with things like geographical, socioeconomic diversity. So, you know, the difference between, say, Cardiff and Dublin, and again, somewhere out, a rural community, same as in northwest Wales. So actually, I think that there's low-hanging fruit. You can fix some of these problems quite quickly. But again, I think you need to have a very clear change with computer science all the way from primary through to kind of leaving certificates. You need to engage with universities. You have to, you know, leverage this industry that sits within Ireland. And again, I think change perceptions. You can do it quickly. If there's ambitions around it being 2018, 2019, it's certainly possible. And I think it's just a matter of working with other countries and recognising and accepting and sharing best practice what's been done in other countries.
Okay, thanks very much.